Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. Now, if you want to support us in our mission, please head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There, you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews. Now, on with the show. Welcome, Movie Chronicle listeners. We are very thankful that you are here this week, tuning in to our new episode, a maybe bit of a controversial one here, as always. What else can you expect from us? But we thank you so much for listening, and I just wanted to tune in before we start our episode. Just let you know that this is a very special episode as we have a guest speaker, a Patreon subscriber, and a close friend of ours. And yeah, he's a great addition to the team this week. He's a lover of movies and, shall I say, a Reformed Baptist. So he fits right in, and he adds a great addition to the conversation. And we're very thankful to have him, and we hope you enjoy everything he has to say just as much as we did. And yeah, we hope you enjoy this episode, and remember to glorify God and watch good movies. All right, enjoy the show.
I think Marvel is doing their panel on Saturday. I think it's when they usually do it, and who knows what they're gonna announce. Did you hear about the drone light show that they did for Fantastic Four, like at Comic-Con?
No, I did not.
So they did like this, you know, like you've seen like the drone light shows. They paint pictures in the sky with drones. But they did one for Galactus. Well, I think they did like a big four, like the Fantastic Four, and then they did Galactus, which was interesting. So I don't know if they're like, I guess they're teasing that.
Yeah. Oh, I did see that Galactus thing. Yeah.
So that was
interesting.
Interesting. Anyways, I think they'll probably bring the cast of Fantastic Four out for the panel tomorrow, which, you know, we all can't wait to see Pedro Pascal as the smartest man alive.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know.
What are you talking about? He's my Mr. Fantastic. Yeah.
There's not been a whole, I don't think there's been a whole lot of other news coming out of Comic-Con. Oh, Denis Villeneuve, I can't say his last name. The Dune director, he announced that his next big project, which I think he was teasing, like he's going to do another movie in 2026, and he announced officially that it's going to be Dune 3. So Dune Prophecy.
Oh, okay.
Dune Messiah.
Messiah.
Prophecy. Yeah, it's Messiah.
Messiah, yeah.
Prophecy's the TV show, I think. But yeah, anyway, so he's doing the third Dune next, which would be interesting. I kind of wish they would have waited a couple more years for Timothée Chalamet to grow up a little bit. Granted, he's like an adult.
I don't think he ever will. Like, he's be like 20 years before he looks 30.
Well, you read the book, didn't you?
I've read the first Dune. I had started Dune Messiah, and I just haven't gone around to finishing it. So I really want to.
Yeah.
Have you read any books?
I've listened to the first two audiobooks, and I'm on the third one right now.
Oh, sweet.
But he's significantly older in
right.
the second book.
Right.
So I wonder if they'll have to like do some special effects the entire movie to age him or something. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
It will be interesting. Because even for Dune Part 2, he was supposed to be a lot older. Because there was a big time gap between part one.
Yeah.
Like in the book. So they might just keep him kind of young.
Yeah, they're already drifting from the books anyway. So.
Well, yeah, and then you have...
I don't think they'll stop.
Shawnee. She, they completely...
Feminist Shawnee.
Yeah. Yeah, they, like, gave her, in the movies, like, a big story. And in the book, you, like, barely see her at all.
Yeah, she's kind of a... I wouldn't say... I mean, she's a side character somewhat, but... Not, yeah, I guess she doesn't drive the plot in the book, but mm-hmm. they had to focus a bunch on her in the movie, which left to itself, like without the book, it's not terrible. But then again, I still don't like how Dune 2 ended with her just not accepting that he's the Messiah or the
Kwisatz Haderach.
And then going off on her own.
Yeah.
So it's, granted, she was kind of wronged by him, so I get what they're doing, and we'll see. I think the first two Dune movies are pretty incredible for the most part. They look stunning visually, and it's a good story. So I'm curious to see what they do with Dune Messiah.
Yeah.
Be interesting.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, since that... Oh, well, I think Star Wars had some announcements at Comic-Con, and it turns out that they're going to release some more books on the characters that we all love from The Acolyte.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Apparently.
Why not?
Like, two of the characters that they killed off in the show that were really not in it that much, they're getting their own stories and comic books and whatever, and...
Is one of them Daphne Keen? Is that one of...
Yep, yeah.
Three-hole punch Daphne.
Punch Daphne. yeah, what's her character's name? I don't even know. Forgettable. So I have no idea.
Who knows?
Yeah. So there's that. And the guy that thought that Anakin blew up the Death Star, he's also getting a book.
Oh, man.
That. Sorry, I had to bring it back light. This is the last time, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep making me... make these false promises on our show notes.
Promise we won't talk about Acolyte anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of sequel stuff happening.
Yep.
Like, I Am Legend 2.
Oh, is there more news on
that? Yeah, they're going to start filming soon. Keanu Reeves shared some updates about Constantine 2. I guess they're making a sequel for that.
Hmm. I've never seen the first one.
Official.
I don't think.
No, I haven't either.
That was Keanu Reeves? He did the first one?
Yeah, yeah. More sequels. They're just digging up what they can.
Yep.
Scream 7, they have their filming time slated out. And
seven Screams?
Yeah.
It's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this one has a lot of controversy because a lot of people, well, couple people got fired. Or I think one got fired and the other one quit because the other got fired. And it was all about the Israel Hamas stuff.
Of course.
Yeah. So there's opinions on that, and then
careful what you say when I get kicked off YouTube.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. And there was a lot of things I was wanting to say and talk about that I was like, oh wait, maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah. What's her name? Wednesday and Beetlejuice. Yeah, Jenna Ortega. She's the one that quit because the other girl got fired.
Of course.
So neither of them are returning. And the one girl was like one of the main characters of the sixth movie, so they're just going a different direction, I guess.
But... Have you seen all the Scream movies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I watched them all last year.
Nice. Seemed like one of them.
The first three were pretty decent. And then the, what do you call them, like the legacy trilogy?
Yeah.
That they're doing with everything is not as good.
Never is. Can you do a legacy sequel and make it good? Like, I'm genuinely curious. Like, could they have made Indiana Jones 5?
It's never been done.
It's not, like, I don't think so. I mean, it's...
Well, even 4. 4 was a legacy.
I wouldn't say good. Like, there are some that are good, but not on the level of the original.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, I wonder how you could...
Not even close, though.
The problem is you have to rely so much on nostalgia. You have to... rely on reaching the level that the original had by appealing to the original and in turn not being original. Like, you can't be original in these because you're telling sometimes the same story, just repurposed for modern audiences.
Well, yeah. Well, usually what drives them to do these legacy trilogies is, well, money for one, because they know they can, if they bring back these characters, so that's like their driving factor. So they're not. So what they want to do is really revamp the same story, and that's not really what people want. They want a new story. And or they go too far with a new story and they just like ruin the original characters, and yeah, never works out.
It doesn't, which is interesting. And yeah, it is a cash grab, you know. It's a way to make money. You use the same name, same title, same characters, bring back the actors and package it all together and say, here you go. And they forget how to tell actually a good story, or they forget how to capture the magic of the original.
Yeah.
Even Star Wars. I think we're going to experience that with Marvel once we get like another 10 years down the road, when they are like, okay, let's bring back an 60 or 70 year old Robert Downey Jr. Let's bring back.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Chris Evans.
Guys, I don't know. Like Chris Evans.
Chris Evans always willing to come for anything.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, won't say anything right now, but yeah. So, I don't know. It's what it is. So, I Am Legend 2 is starting filming. Michael B. Jordan is doing that one.
Yeah, it'll be him and Will Smith.
That's so interesting. It's funny that they're using the alternative ending of the first movie in order to make a sequel.
I know. Will Smith couldn't just hand the reins over to Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
He's like, no, I want to be in it.
Well, I bet you Will Smith's character is going to die in this one. And he will pass the reins on it.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Maybe they'll do an alternate ending for this one, too. Maybe in the alternate ending, he will die.
Right. Maybe.
Do a little bait and switch.
Do we want to do no spoilers here? And if you want to hear our spoiler review, you have to give us money and support us on Patreon.
Well, we can just talk about it a little bit here. It's definitely spoiler free, but yeah, like, just
what were your guys' thoughts?
Talk about it a little bit, but
overall thoughts.
That's too much, Trent. We can't dive into a review of the movie.
You can say a few things.
Yeah, what has been out there that like people aren't like, I don't know. What's
like everyone,
what does people know about the movie? Do you know?
What do you mean? Like,
who's in it? Story.
Yeah, I mean,
has there been what are people thinking? Like, what are the ratings and stuff?
Yeah, so the early
things like that.
Early reviews came in and they were mostly positive. The only negative comments were related to the story and the plot. It was, you know, a little convoluted, a lot going on. It relies a lot on, you know, fan service, and not necessarily as a negative way, as in like, that's what you're expecting with this movie. So going into it, you're not going to get this Shakespearean plot. You're going to get a superhero movie with starring Deadpool and Wolverine, going through the multiverse and making crude jokes. I mean, with some simple.
Yeah. Well, some people were complaining about too many, I don't know if you can say that word on here. Too many penis jokes.
I mean,
it's the crude humor.
Yeah.
Part. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. What
do you expect?
I think there was more anal jokes than
Yeah, I know.
But it's rated R. It's crude. Don't tell your kids to see it. Probably most.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I'm not gonna sit here and suggest it necessarily, because it is crude and inappropriate. And yeah, we've talked about this before. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Deadpool being a role model and not being a role model, and not something that we should glorify in any way.
No, yeah, for sure.
Wolverine.
There's definitely. I think some of the crude jokes were a little more excessive in this one than the. Than his other ones, I guess. I mean, the first one was just terrible, but the second one, I don't think had quite as many crude jokes. I think it was a lot of the chemistry between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
Like, I think he just wanted to have crude jokes with him.
Pretty much. A lot of the other reviews were, I think it's mostly positive. You know, this is a love letter to the Fox universe, Fox characters, and
yeah,
it does good service to those stories, to those movies. You know, if you have to be a, you know, probably a fan of a lot of the early 2000s superhero movies to really understand this or get a lot of the jokes and the cameos and whatnot.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like box office, it's made, I think, already like $100 million globally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Box office was really good.
Which is wild. It had, I think, 38 or 40 million preview showings on Thursday. So that's pretty significant. I think it's the highest for a rated R movie. And
yeah.
Kind of crazy because there's no one at our theater.
Yeah, there's like 12 people.
Seriously?
There.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very light. I mean, we went kind of late, and it was on a
Thursday.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the IMAX.
Yeah, we just saw it on a regular screen.
And okay. Yeah, not only was my theater room full, like, there was not a single seat open, but the whole theater, like, I had to park over in the other parking lot. The concessions, I stood in line for, like, 20 minutes. It was probably, like,
wow.
Well, yeah, it was like 25 minutes, I think, because I almost got there late, but they have 30 minutes of trailers, so I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I got my tickets like 2 months ago, whenever they,
yeah,
went on film for sale.
Or they announced it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, not much more to say about it, I don't think.
Yeah. The record that they did break, though, we should say, is it's not adjusted for inflation, which I think makes a big change. And I think they should just change to counting how many people went to see it. not the money, because, I mean, if you just want to know, like, what movie's doing better than other movies.
Yeah. Kind of best to judge it, though, based on the last couple of years, just where we're at for,
oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yes, it's making a lot of money and will make a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that was just the first day, so that's pretty crazy. Pre-screenings, technically.
Because wasn't today the official release?
Yeah, today's the official release
day. The weekend. We still haven't made it through the opening weekend yet.
Yeah.
So it'll be big, I presume.
Yeah.
Oh, do you? Oh, I have a. I don't know if I ever asked you this. Do you watch Cobra Kai? Have you watched Cobra Kai?
No.
Oh yeah, I have. My wife and I love Cobra Kai.
Awesome. I actually haven't watched it, but but I've heard good things about it.
That's funny.
That's on my list of things to watch.
Yeah.
So have you been watching the newest season?
Is it releasing? Is it, like, out right now?
Yeah, so what they're doing is...
Like, they're making it?
They're releasing the final season in three parts. So they released, okay, like, the first five episodes, I think, already. And then sometime, either at the end of the year or next year, they're going to release another five episodes. And then the last five. So it's kind of like a...
I didn't know that it was out yet.
Well, there you go.
I was heard, like, rumors about it. It's on Netflix, and, you know, we leeched Netflix off my parents, and when they announced that, I don't know, the household sharing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We, like, can't watch it anymore, any Netflix stuff. Whenever they come down and visit, it, like, resets for a few weeks. So, like, we gotta hammer out all the shows we can on the, yeah, we barely watch shows anymore. But didn't they also say or they started filming Stranger Things 5?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Yeah, I think they started filming that.
They did, yeah.
And that picture of those two guys, can't remember their characters' names or the actors' names, but see that picture of them holding hands walking around?
Who?
I saw it like 10 times on my freaking feed.
Oh, I don't think I... Wait, which character?
So annoying. Oh, Dustin.
Dustin.
And...
Oh, and Mike.
Mike, yeah.
Oh.
They had him holding hands.
No, it wasn't even on set. They were just out in public holding hands as friends.
Okay.
Like, okay. And all the comments were like, oh, it's so amazing to see friends holding hands like that. Like, yeah, it's not.
Okay. They're a little more friendly.
Yeah. A little too friendly. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I think there was a picture of Vecna that was released. There's like a bunch of pictures, I think. Because didn't Vecna survive the end of the season? Or I don't even remember what happened at the end of season 4.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Don't watch this again.
Yeah.
I remember Max, didn't she almost die or die and came back alive or something weird? No, she died.
Yeah. No, I don't think she died, did she?
I think she died.
No, because I think she's in this season coming up.
Well, she died like in the same way every other character's died, and she's somehow going to be alive.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Except for Samwise. He did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Barb.
Barb.
She real dead.
She dead.
Yeah, they didn't take any time or waste any time killing her off.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now, do you guys have anything else?
No. Like I said, it's just all... Oh, were there any trailers that you saw in the theater that you liked?
Trailers. They have that border...
Well, you said you missed some, right?
No, I actually did see the trailers. I think most of the trailers, but I've also been to the theater recently. Oh, Mufasa, the Lion King sequel. I don't think I had actually ever watched the trailer all the way through. I was going to, and I didn't. So I watched it for the first time yesterday. It looks so bad. I'm sorry. Like, it just looks like a cartoon, almost. And the CGI is just way overdone. And it looks just lifeless, like the first one. And I think they're expecting it to be another billion-dollar movie, but I don't think anyone's really going to see it.
Yeah, no, for sure. I don't know why they would even think to do that. I don't know why they think a lot of the things they do, but...
I don't know. It's just, I mean, it's another cash grab, but it's one that doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And then, what else? I don't think there's any others that really stood...
I'm trying to remember the previews.
Yeah.
There's the Beetlejuice one. That's the sequel. It's the original.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Is it the same actors and everything?
Yeah.
Same actors. A lot of them are returning.
Even Winona
Ryder? Yep, she's in right there.
Yep.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
It is a fun one. And then Jenna. Speaking of Jenna Ortega, she came or was cast as, I think, Winona Ryder's daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Winona Ryder's daughter.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So you have Cobra Kai, that's a show that is out. The Act Like finished. And then House of the Dragon. We haven't talked about Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon at all because we don't watch it. And yeah, what about you, BJ? Have you watched it or know much?
I don't know any Game of Thrones lore, nothing. I've never seen it.
Okay, you're better for it. Neither have I. I never watched it. I've never had really a desire to watch it. So it's obviously based off of a best-selling book series written by George R.R. Martin. He was and he wrote the series inspired by Tolkien and The Lord of the Rings. However, he was inspired by it, but did so in such a way where he took kind of the concepts of Middle Earth and made his own world, about with dragons and kings and king and different kingdoms and family rivalries and such. And he wrote this story inspired by Lord of the Rings, but without the heart of Lord of the Rings or without the heart of Middle Earth and the magic of those books. And he did so also through a very, a godless worldview. But a very nihilistic, moral ambiguity worldview where there is really no clear good and evil. The characters in the books and in the show, they really, most pretty much all of them lack a moral compass in any way, and it's intentionally written that way, you know. So you'll have one, from what I know, you'll have one character who you think is a good guy, they turn bad, they do something awful. You have people that are innocent and good that have wrong done to them, which that's not necessarily bad storytelling, but you have, you know, wicked people who you're supposed to sympathize with but are still wicked and do terrible things, and there's just no clear morality in the world, and that's intentionally written into the story. It's also just, you know, violence for violence sake. It's crude, it's, well, I mean, it's essentially pornography, you know. You have nudity of all sorts throughout the show, and
there's incest in there.
Lots of incest, lots of rape, and all sorts of wicked things sprung throughout the show. And you had 8 seasons of Game of Thrones, and of course the 8th season was, from all fans' accounts, it was awful. And, you know, he didn't know how to conclude they didn't know how to conclude the show, and it, like, made a lot of fans really mad, and turned them off. And then they made House of the Dragon, which House of the Dragon is a prequel, based off of a book, some books. It's a prequel to the Game of Thrones, and that has been very, very popular, for Game of Thrones fans. And I think it's, like, brought a lot of fans that were turned off by season 8 back. And it's basically a lot of the same stuff, and, you know, it's trying to build on the story and or trying to add to the story from a prequel standpoint. And anyways, not much more to say about that. It's just not a good show, not one I would ever recommend. Even if you were to filter it and take out all the nudity and whatnot, it's just not a good story. And it's told from very godless.
If you take all the nudity out, it's like this other popular show called Breaking Bad. Some people have heard of it, where it's just all nihilistic and lovers of destruction and evil.
Yeah, it glorifies destruction and evil. And you know, it's obviously entertaining because it's drawn the masses. Like House of the Dragon has been one of the most popular shows in recent years, and they have a lot of fans, a lot of people that tune in and watch it and follow the show just as they follow Game of Thrones. And it's done in the guise of entertainment and enjoyment, and people do find entertainment. And I'm sure there's interesting aspects of the show, things that could be done well. I definitely believe, you know, you have like a whole just political rivalries between all these different houses and families that I'm sure is probably well written, I think, from a narrative standpoint. But you have still that moral ambiguity, and you know, you don't have a sense of what's good and what's evil in the show. And so anyways, I just wanted to bring that up. It's probably the only time we'll really bring that up, just in case anyone was wondering.
Yeah, no, for sure. We haven't talked about it, so it's a good thing to bring up and just give our reasons why we don't watch it and why it's not worth watching.
Exactly.
Even with hype. We don't watch everything that has hype, because not everything with hype is actually good, because if you don't know it, there's actually a lot of evil people in the world, and evil people like evil things, and so sometimes their flesh likes evil, glorifying content.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh yeah. We one thing that we say a lot and want to continue to say is we want to help people discern what to watch and what not to watch, and how to consume content, how to consume stories, because stories matter. Stories are potent, and And they move us, they change us, they inspire us. And we want stories that inspire us towards goodness, truth, and beauty, and inspire us to love and enjoy the world that God has created, and stories a way to do that, because God is a storyteller. He's the greatest storyteller, and he tells stories every day in our lives, and when we watch stories and we read stories, when we watch stories and read stories, they help us as we live our stories and as we learn what kind of characters we are and what character we are in any given moment in any given situation. And yeah, and oftentimes we need to point out stories that are not worth consuming and indulging in, and there's been a lot of that lately, so you know, that's Hollywood for you.
Yep.
I don't really got a whole lot more. Our next show that we're gonna, at least I'm probably gonna watch, is Rings of Power. I don't want to. I actually need to watch the first season. I probably won't make it through the first season, to be honest. I think, yeah, as much as I like Star Wars.
That sounds like a long waste of time.
I know. As much as I like Star Wars, I Lord of the Rings is probably higher on my list of favorite franchises, mostly from the book standpoint. I love the movies too, of course, but the books I hold very dear. And when Amazon spends $1 billion to make a garbage heap, I not necessarily something I'm very happy about, because I appreciate J.R.R. Tolkien more than I appreciate George Lucas. George Lucas is great. I love what he created, and I love that franchise, but Lord of the Rings I hold a little more dear, a little closer, and I don't want people messing with it. So
yeah,
we'll see
for sure
how that goes. But I would like to do what I did with the Acolyte and kind of expose and point out why Rings of Power is not good, and maybe season two will be good. I'm not gonna prejudge it, but likely not. So
well, if you get through the whole first season, maybe you could do a mini review or a review of the first season in preparation for the second season. And yeah,
it's a good idea.
Yeah. Is that it for you, Trent?
I think that's it for me.
You got anything else, BJ?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, we thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our podcast this week. And as always, we enjoy doing this and enjoy having you guys here to hear what we have to say about movies and talk about the good and bad in Hollywood. And we're very grateful that BJ was able to join us this week and our first guest speaker. Yeah.
Since we've only been doing this for 40 minutes. Let me ask a question just for us to answer. Just a fun question.
Yeah.
So Tobias, we're for movie reviews this week, we're reviewing Pig, Nicolas Cage movie.
Yep.
So what is your...
Yeah, so for listeners, that'll come out two weeks. A week and a half after this.
Yeah. But what is... And BJ, what's your favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Oh, man. Wish I watched more. Like, was it in Brooklyn Nine-Nine where Andy Samberg's talking about watching every Nicolas Cage movie.
He's got so much range.
Have you guys seen the SNL skits where Andy Samberg does Nicolas Cage impressions?
No. No. That sounds great, though.
it's high praise. Yeah. Get in the cage with Cage.
Pig and National Treasure would probably be my favorites.
National Treasure is like the most... Oh, man. How about...
Besides Pig, so National Treasure.
Yeah.
Have you seen Face Off?
I have not.
You haven't seen Face Off? You guys...
I know.
It's ridiculous.
How about his cameo in The Flash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, The Flash is my favorite Nicolas Cage movie.
Was he Superman?
Yeah. Yeah. With long hair and...
Well, and probably one of my favorite roles is his Spider-Noir in Across the Spider-Verse.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's really great. I just saw
that. Yeah.
Of that. So, that'll be.
Yeah, he is doing a show. Yeah.
I didn't know he was in the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, he's the Spider-Man Noir.
See, that's a cool one.
Yeah, and he's doing his own show, like, just called Spider-Man Noir. Noir. Yeah.
Oh, what's that movie? There's one of his older movies that I've seen that a little weird, but decent. The Impossible Weight of Massive Talent. That one.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one. Yeah.
I've liked a lot of his recent films. Well, okay. I take that. Yeah, there's a couple that I haven't watched that I want to watch. But, he had a movie.
Well, he's got multiple that comes out every year, so.
He does. It's
hard to keep up with Nicolas Cage.
Right. And he's doing these really, obscure, low-budget films, like Pig and Long Legs, which I talked about, I think, last week, that horror movie.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I'm here for it. I think I like him in those roles. It gives him more opportunity to play different characters and kind of work.
Yeah, for sure.
Range in his act.
Yeah. He's got range.
Not just his crazy Nicolas Cage.
Mannerisms. Yeah, for sure.
I want to watch Lord of War.
Mm, yeah. What was the movie you were telling us about before we had signed on that you wanted to... You said it's like Napoleon Dynamite.
This is a great way to finish. Okay. So Napoleon Dynamite and Nacho Libre, they're made by the same same guys, right?
Really? I didn't know that, if they are.
At least that's what someone recently told me. At least the creators of Napoleon Dynamite, whether or not they did Nacho Libre is kind of irrelevant. But the guys who made Napoleon Dynamite made this movie called Gentlemen Broncos. Have you heard of this?
No.
Nope.
It's a movie that very much makes fun of homeschool sci-fi nerds. It's about this kid who writes a sci-fi novel who enters it in this like sci-fi camp and allows a famous sci-fi author to read it in order to hopefully publish it. And the sci-fi guy, the writer, he is really, he's not doing well in his career. He's kind of hit a crossroad, or he's hit a brick wall as far as writing. He's not able to finish his book. And so he picks up this kid's script that he's supposed to reading at the space or sci-fi camp. And he reads it and just is compelled by it, by the concept and the plot. And so he takes it, changes the names of the characters, and uses the kid's book story for his story, puts his name on it. And so the whole movie is about this kid trying to get his script back show that he's been, that his script was stolen and so forth and whatever, and goes through all these crazy, just runs into all kinds of crazy things and deals with weird people. And it's so hilarious. I mean, it's on the same level as Napoleon Dynamite, but I see it taken up another level. Mm. As far as ridiculousness,
yeah,
and just the humor, and it's fun.
That's great.
You should definitely watch it.
Interesting. Yeah, no, for sure.
I had never heard of it, and a friend of mine told me about it, and I watched it with them, and it was a treat. Gentlemen Broncos. Yeah.
That's cool.
I.
That's interesting.
Could not believe it existed, and I never heard of it.
yeah, that's crazy.
So anyways, I wonder if those guys have done other movies, but
are they like the people that made Napoleon Dynamite, did they direct it or just produce?
Well, so Jared Hess, I think he's the director of Napoleon Dynamite. Yep. Okay. Yep. Oh, so it's the director. So Jared Hess directed Napoleon Dynamite, Gentlemen Broncos, and Nacho Libre, and apparently he directed a short film in 2022. 97 or 95.
That's it?
Oh no, he's had a bunch of others. Okay.
I mean, if you do Nacho Libre, and yeah, I was gonna say there's gotta be more.
He's done a lot of TV shows mostly. I think those are his only movies.
Okay.
Yeah, TV shows and short films and a couple music videos. So, anyways, I don't think he's done anything crazy as of... Oh, Thelma the Unicorn. Oh, he's doing an animated film. Oh, no way. So, apparently, he's directing the Minecraft movie.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a Minecraft movie?
With Chris Pratt. Oh, isn't Chris Pratt in that, too? Or is it just Jack Black?
I think it's just Jack Black. I don't know.
It's live action. It's a live really? Action Minecraft movie. No like, way. What even is... Yeah, it's Steve. That's funny. Yeah, that's going to be a great director to direct a live action Minecraft movie.
Might be here for it.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, all right, ready to close out?
Let's do it.
All right, well, as I was saying earlier, we thank you guys for listening, and yeah, we're going to do our review, and then we're going to do a mini review of, I shouldn't say mini review, we're going to do a review of Deadpool and Wolverine. So if you want to get all the details and just all our thoughts on the movie and all that, we have BJ here to review that with us, and
I'm excited to do it.
Yeah, we're very excited for that. It'll be fun. And yes, we want to hear that and just hear our thoughts on Deadpool and Wolverine and what you can expect when you go to see it, if you do see it. Yeah, we always appreciate any support on our Patreon and just a cup of coffee to support us and keep us doing this every week. And yeah, we love doing it, and we love providing an opportunity for you guys to dive into movies with us and in this passion of ours. And I've been holding this off to announce it, but I think I'm gonna announce it.
Okay.
So we are officially making a show. We're making a TV show, and we're gonna release it on our Patreon only.
Yes.
And it's gonna be a 7-episode first season, and Trent and I are co-writing it, and we're very, very excited to get that started up. And yeah. That's probably about all I'm going to say about it right now. And you guys can just continue listening in for more updates on that. But yeah, we've been working on that for a while and ran into some hurdles just because of the type of content we're making. So, but we've kind of gotten over them, and we're looking to start shooting in August. So we are moving forward in that, and we're very excited about it. And yeah. So you guys can look forward to that as well, and that'll be on our Patreon. And yeah, thank you guys as always, and we will look forward to next week. And we got our review of Pig this week, and well, that'll be the following week. This week you guys are getting Shawshank Redemption, and yeah. All cool stuff. We're always happy to be doing all this and really enjoy it. So remember, glorify God and watch good movies. We're out.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya.